Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, it's been tired of things not changing.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
Thank you.
just me.
Like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Worship right.
over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in now, pour my love. Now pour my love like a river, the well of the never dry. Now pour my love,
Greetings, good evening, and happy Sunday to everybody. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, your humble host, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van? Talking while you're muted, Van. Van, are you there?
I mean, I would be if you unmute my mic. Unmute my mic.
I figured as much. How you feeling tonight, bro?
I'm feeling pretty good, bro. How you feeling?
Hey. A little bit tired, but I'm feeling pretty good. I've been ripping and running all day long. More than usual, Danielle. But I want y'all to know that you're listening to the Inspiration Factory. That is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in case you're listening in the chat rooms and you want to dial that number before 11 o'clock, should we go that far. Tonight we're hosting open mic, so as long as profanity-free, the mic is yours. It's been an interesting day. It's been a good day, but an interesting day. My nephew was asked to preach in another state this morning, so I drove there to hear him preach there. Then we hustle bustled back to our own church so he could preach there. So it's been a busy day, but it's been a good day. A lot of good messages, a lot of good words, so can't go wrong with that when you're hearing the word of God.
Absolutely.
We don't have many callers tonight, which is okay because it's about quality, not quantity. I do see a few hands raised. What I'm thinking about maybe is everybody do two pieces and keep it moving. Two short pieces. We don't want to hold anybody hostage. So that means I have to kind of keep my mouth shut a little bit, just a little bit, because some folk, man, tell me that I have some long pieces and I talk too much. So tonight, and I can't say I disagree with them, but anywho, we're going to do what we do best. We're going to open the program in prayer first, because we can't do anything without asking God to guide us, asking God to lead us, and asking him to protect and bless us. My brother Van, would you do us the honor of opening us up in prayer, please?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to your throne right now, Lord, asking forgiveness for those things that we've done that displease you, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep our minds, Lord God. There's so much happening all around us, Lord God, and it's very easy to get off the path that you have designed for us. But Father God, we know that you are merciful as well as mighty. And whatever you say, go, not what we say, but what you say. So, Father God, we pray right now that you cover the hosts, the callers, the listeners, the poets, the entire Epiphany Radio family, those under the sound of my voice and those not here. Father God, just keep us in perfect peace, Lord God, because we in ourselves can create all kinds of havoc. We can mess things up. But we yield to you, Lord God, to take control and do what you will have us to do, not what we want to do. Father God, we will always love you and praise you, and we ask these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Van. You, as you always do, you start your prayers with us asking for forgiveness. You know, and I don't want people to think that's something to take lightly. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God, and We need to ask for his forgiveness. How can we expect him to forgive us if we don't ask for it? And another more important point is, how can we ask him to forgive us if we don't forgive others? Forgiveness is one of the more important things of our Christian walk. So let's not take that lightly. That comment about doing two pieces is optional, of course. No one's forced to do two pieces. If you have one that you feel led to do, that's a blessing, you know, because once we place this under God's guidance, we expect you to adhere to that. So you do as God guides you to do. And if it's one piece that he guides you to do, I'm sure there's a message and someone that he wants to hear what you have to say. So when we open the mics, the choice is yours. But as I ask, please try to keep it to, you know, somewhat shorter pieces. This way we don't have so much to try to digest one time, since we're going to, some of us will be doing two pieces. For my brother, Van, you know I like to
Yes, pieces. Sir. Always like to have me go first.
Huh?
Always like to have me go first. He want, y'all hear him? He want me to pray first, then he want me to do my piece first.
Until you catch me off guard and you throw me under the bus first.
I know, but I be forgetting to grab you, but it's okay. It's all right.
Okay. So what do you got for us tonight, my brother?
I'm going to do this piece called Lord, I Submit to You My Praise.
Mic is yours, King.
Thank you. Lord, I submit to you my praise. Lord, I choose to live for you. So out of my mouth is an abundant praise that I do. Because you decided to choose me and all my mess. You do it with no excuses. So with every fiber of my being, I will lift your name up on high, though you are all-seeing. Your glory is not for man to behold. But if you should so choose to show it, I'm sure it will shine brighter than gold. You have done marvelous works. Me accepting you is a perk, because you know my comings and my goings. The day you take me home to be present in your presence, I will bow down and lift my heavenly hands unto your essence. You're so good to me, better than I could ever be, to myself, my family, and my friends. I try daily to live holy when I remember you are more than just my God. You are my Father, and so worthy of my praise. Yes, my God, my Father, I humbly bow to you with an undignified praise. With my body, my words, and so many other ways, Father, I bring you my praise. For all you've done, here is my praise. Lord, I submit to you my praise. And that's that piece.
Nice. But really, really stood out to me was you talk about your undignified praise. That means that you are actually just forgetting about forms, forgetting about who's watching, anything, just that raw, heartfelt praise. And that's what he wants from us. You know, so I applaud your transparency in that. You know, we can get, like when we cry, sometimes we can get real ugly when we cry. So, you know,
oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when you're really torn down, you're sobbing, and you don't care who sees you looking at your worst. And that's the way he wants our praise. He wants that emotional, heartfelt praise. So I give you kudos on that, man. That's exactly what he wants. You know, and that's what he deserves.
Amen.
Exactly what he deserves. He deserves our honest, heartfelt praise. You know, not something that's constructed to please the masses or to look good or to make you seem holy or to placate somebody else's agenda. He wants what your spirit is saying to him. Beautiful thing. And I can't think of nobody better to submit a praise to than our Father. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that piece, man. Oh, man.
And you know, the glory.
Yes, sir. Always. And you really don't have to say much else after that. You said a mouthful with that one piece. Like
Amen.
I said, when you allow God to lead you to where you want to share, you know, you don't have to go any further.
That's right. Now, my brother, what do you got
yes,
for
sir.
Tonight?
You know, it was funny. I really hadn't thought about doing this piece. I may have done it last week, and so what? one of the earlier service I went to today, my nephew, the pastor, preached on, what was it? He said, challenge accepted. And that was, it really struck to me because I had just last week wrote a piece speaking about a challenge that I heard from God. So that gave me kind of confirmation on that. So I'm going to share that piece again tonight, and it's called Show Me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. I just heard a challenge from on high today, a challenge that surpasses all the lip service, surpasses all the shouting on Sunday in service, all the prayers and testimonies ever told. None of that is a real reality unless those things are shown. We, or should I say I, have reached a place from which we should have never strayed, place of obedience and of being the Bible the way it was before the Bible was ever written. A time when your yeas were yeas and your nays were nays. Back when God was evidenced in our life 24/7 and not just on Sundays. When my or our worship was real and heartfelt and soul expressed, not just the latest episode of your Sunday praise. The gauntlet has been dropped and a challenge has been accepted. Satan, you are being resolutely rejected. In Christ Jesus, I am perfected. I'm giving him his flowers while I yet live. I want to be sure that he is aware that he is now and forevermore my Lord. I vow to show you this, much to the dismay of the prince of the air. And frankly, I really don't care. And I said, Jesus.
Oh, man, Paul. You know, I got static in my phone. Hold on. Okay. So, the exclamation that you make at the end of that piece, I really don't care. And that's how you got to be when it comes to God. You know, because he's the only one that matters, not what people think.
Right.
Right? So, I really don't care what you think, because I'm doing what I'm doing for him, not for you, for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about, Paul. Phenomenal ink, brother. Phenomenal ink.
And, you know, that ties in with yours, you know, when you talked about that undignified praise. You know, you don't care what nobody thinks or how they feel about what you're doing, because he is the one that you're focused on.
Right.
God's not the author of confusion. So I think there was a reason for you doing that piece and for me doing the piece that I did without any collaboration between us on that. And
sure.
I have another short piece that I'm going to do. That's a short one. Believe it or not, Van, I can do some short pieces. And this is called We Need You. Thank you, sir. We need you. Lord, we need you. Please sweep through this nation and heal this land. Restore our strength. Renew our minds and cast out anything that's not of you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. pray for our country. Amen. The prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass at an alarming rate. Soon rectifying the rift between God and man will be too late. An eternal death shall come most certainly and seal all unbelievers' fate. Father, before you return, and for far too many failed to make a choice, in doing so, they actually chose whose voice shall haunt them for eternity. We need a rejuvenating revival, the likes of which have never been seen before. We need a healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet and every nook and cranny in between. We need to ignite or reignite our burning desire to please our God. We need a healing, Lord, spiritually, politically, emotionally, financially, morally, generationally. We need the type of healing individually and nationally. We need that latent and miraculous moving of your spirit wafting through this nation, touching every door with your healing, with your guidance and your mercy. That can only be possible through thee. Heal this land, Father, one by starting, my Lord, with me. Heal me, Lord, then use me to heal another, and so on and so on. Heal this nation that thy holy will be done. Heal us, Lord. And that's that peace.
Yes, sir, Paul. Yes, sir. What a prayer, what a proclamation. Phenomenal, bro. That was phenomenal as well. Man, give God all his glory, man. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
yes.
it.
Because he is the author. Anything I put my pen to. My daddy. My daddy uses me. And
yes,
I
he does.
Just, I'm humbled, but I'm just fascinated that he does. I am so fascinated that he does. But we're going to keep things moving right along because we're not going to keep you. I'm not going to say that because my nephew says that. Oh, well, I'm not going to be before you long. And 2 hours later.
Not going to be before you long. And then 2 hours later, you're still
right?
there.
Okay. And it don't look like you're slowing down yet. Oh, but it's a beautiful thing when you're celebrating and rejoicing in him. So we're going to open up the next mic and that's to someone who's no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. We're going to open the mic for Amelia T. Davis. What say you, Amelia?
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening, Amelia.
What's cooking
Blessings.
In Texas these days?
Pardon me?
I said, what's cooking in Texas these days?
Well, I happen to have cooked some chicken wings and some noodles with presto this evening. Too bad y'all weren't down here to share it.
Yeah,
that's
like
what's cooked. Temperature dropping a little bit, but not bad, you know. So I wrote fresh peas going to share with you, but I think I just might bring another piece as well that I think both of you are aware of. But I'll do the fresh piece first. It's called Memories. Memories you can't hide from. Memories that plague your mind. Days filled with pain and suffering. Anguish and anger filling your brain. Nightmares of horrific violence just trying to survive. Men's lustful eyes can't see past the face and body. Savagery, humiliation, trauma. Learn to cope. Bury it deeply within your brain, hoping to see the sunlight of another day, praying to make it through another night. Crazy folks all around looking to destroy, To bring pain is their game, laughing with joy after another one is suffering. The inhumanity of humans in this world called Earth, yet is actually hell personified, played out throughout the devastation. His name is Satan, the fallen one, Lucifer, the king of lies. He is humanity's enemy. It is him who rules the earth, which is the exact reason there are so many evils that plague our experience. People want to blame God. Well, if God is real, why is there so much suffering, so much injustice, so much pain? It's not God's fault. We allowed Satan into the garden, thus allowing him to attack us day and night. God sent his son to save us from Satan's pit, to restore our souls from hell's fury back into our heavenly family, to redeem us from ourselves because we are weak to sin. We tend to forget this is only our temporary home. Our souls will one day cast off our bodies. We will then be looking straight into eternity. It's up to us to allow the pain, misery, heartbreak, and suffering to bring us low into Satan's den, or to rise above and do our best daily to do our Father's will. There is healing for mind, body, and soul with Jesus, our Savior, the great physician. We can do all things through him, including overcoming all adversity, pain, and traumatic experiences. That's our choice to make. That's called free will. God didn't want robots, but humans that make the choice to do right or wrong, to love him or not. So no matter your pain, suffering, anguish, torture, trauma, or your joy, elation, triumphs, remember, it's your choice to make, to step up to God's calling upon your life or answer Satan's. You hold the choice within you. Make the right choice and turn from your evil ways. Stop your self-centered behavior. Stop bringing pain and anguish. Stop your lying. Stop running after money, material things. Stop all wrongful behaviors and attitudes. Read your Bible. Go to church if you're able. Listen to Christian music. Pray. Feed your soul the nourishment of God, our Father, Jesus, our Savior. The choice is yours to make. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Nice. You got a couple of really important points in that. Step up your calling. We all have an assignment from God here on earth. And some of us try to pretend we don't or run from it. So in these days particularly, we got to step up our games. We have to prepare ourselves for what it is that God has us to do on this earth before he calls us home. And another very, very, very important point that you made, Amelia, was the feeding of your soul. Listening to the music, just talking about calling your females bees and all of that kind of stuff, and glorifying slinging rock and how big your sexual organ is not what's feeding your soul to lead you down the paths of righteousness. So those two points alone were very, very, very poignant. So I appreciate that piece. Thank you for that.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it and found it beneficial.
Absolutely. What did you think about that one, Brian?
Yeah, I think that was actually my static again. That was really good. A lot that we need to do as a body of believers, because the devil, you know, he chooses to use those to do the things that you're talking about in your piece. However, we are greater as believers, but we got to step it up. So I appreciate that piece for sure, 100%.
I'm so happy I'm so happy you found that to be inspirational as well. So the next piece, I could just hear the two of you going to take in a deep breath, is called Ancestors.
Like you're doing.
My great, 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 great grandmother was a slave. I don't know if she was born into slavery or arrived on one of the many ships. Irregardless how she got there, she was in bondage. Unfortunately, I don't even know her name. At some point, the slave master took an interest in her. I can only imagine how she must have felt as he forced her to lie helplessly beneath his body while he stole what wasn't his. How she was treated like an animal to be savagely beaten and raped over and over and over again. The torment she must have felt each day as she carried his bastard child. Unbeknownst to her, this child would go on to achieve great things in this world. To the child's great fortune, during this time, he was so fair-skinned he could easily pass for white. As he grew into his manhood, he eventually left the plantation to join the military. Through his bravery, he rose quickly through the ranks, becoming a bona fide hero and eventually the President of the United States of America, all the while harboring the secret of his mixed blood. While in office, rumors began to surface in regards to his mixed race. To his party's dismay, he had announced he would not allow slavery into the new territories, and thus he was murdered by poisoning during the first year in office. His black heritage forever erased from the records, so they thought. His name was Zachary Taylor, the 12th president of the United States of America. Now, you're wondering how I may have gained this information. Because I am a direct descendant of his. At the age of 13, my grandmother took me to the side and in hushed tones explained all to me. My grandfather was his great-great-grandson. This is my heritage. These are my ancestors. My heart is so filled with grief at this part of my family's history. I know what it's like to be beaten, disrespected, to be raped, and to feel like less than a human. I honor both of those great ancestors today for their perseverance, their strength, their achievements in the face of overwhelming odds. May they always rest in peace. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Yeah, I've heard that piece before, Amelia.
I know you have. That's why I said in the beginning, one of these is going to be an old piece that you both probably will remember.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess
absolutely.
It's good to keep alive. Yeah, keep alive the less than favorable part of American history, because it is still part of history. You know, because the only way we have a chance of not repeating history is if we remember it. So I appreciate you bringing that tonight, because especially these days, we need to remember the dark past that we came from so that we don't. Or maybe we can avoid getting deeper into it, because we are definitely still in that dark past. But this might help us to elevate ourselves as a nation out of that type of thing. So thank you for bringing that and sharing your family history with us.
My pleasure.
And Van?
I was muted. What he said, I've heard this multiple times too. You know, it's a very deep piece, but thank you for bringing it.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, it's Black History Month, and also, yes, it's been shared quite a few times, but, you know, there's always that chance somebody hasn't heard it, and I really want to inspire people, because we don't know all of what our ancestors may have gone through, yet through their suffering, through all that they had to endure, we, regardless of what we endure, can overcome. And I think that's the real story, is they stepped up and achieved great things that were next to impossible in that day and time. So what is stopping us from achieving greatness in our lives and overcoming the odds that come against us?
Very good point. Very good point. Thank you so much for coming through with both of those pieces, Amelia. We're going to send you as the first person over to the Praise Lounge. But you're going to have some company real soon, so I hope you stick around
for okay.
the rest of the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless both of you. One love, one mic.
God bless you. One love,
one
love.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue on, we got a couple more hands raised. So the choice is yours. One or two pieces, one or two short pieces. And we're going to open the mics to another person who is no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. And that'd be Brother O. What's going on with you tonight, sir?
How you doing?
What's happening, Brother O?
I'm going well, thank you.
I'm good, fellas. How you guys doing?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, no use in complaining.
Exactly.
How are things with you?
Hmm?
How are things with you?
Brother, you cut out. You okay?
Brother O?
Brother O, you there?
Can you guys see me?
You're going in and out, brother.
Yeah, we can.
Hello?
No, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Brother O. If you're talking, we can't hear you.
Yeah. This is part of the hospital. The signal is going in and out.
Going in and out, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, while we got you, you want to go ahead and do your piece before your signal leaves us again?
Okay.
Let's call what you got for us?
Come to land.
Well, I think we lost him again.
Playing about how life ain't fair, how life is not happening according to your plan. I'm the last brother that you want to come to and play the victim or claim to everybody. I'm the last. It's our story of pity party. Don't expect me to feel sorry or have sympathy for your childish behaviors and stepping into the same self-repeated. You are responsible for your own choices, actions, reactions, and decisions. So live with the consequences. I'm the last brother that you want to come to and call me out of my name. That's the last mistake you'll ever make. You are oh, my brother, oh. Brother, you want to win. You'll be called every name, seven child. Joke. And you're going to get me upset. Trust me, you don't want like, I'm the last brother you want to come because either it is me or the other brother is your numero uno. I'm the last brother you want to come to and dwell on your past sins, disappointments, and setbacks. Though we call your past such traumatic experiences, you got to find a way to overcome those things and live life to the fullest.
Paul, look like we lost him.
I was about to say, is he going to come back? Or is Paul dropped completely?
Yeah, he dropped completely.
Okay. So maybe he'll call back in, hopefully. So with that being said and done, we're going to keep things moving right along. I hope he does call back in. In the meantime, in between time, we're going to bring on one of Epiphany's own, none other than La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Paul. Yeah. How you doing? Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing. Been multitasking all day, but I'm good. Cold out here.
Well, you,
I don't appreciate.
Yeah.
You know what, Paul? I don't appreciate you sending the snow my way. Okay, I really don't. Not once, but twice. It came down, it stopped for a minute, and then it started back up again. It went from 70 degrees down to 19 degrees. I'm feeling some kind of way about that.
Oh, wow.
Really. All in one day.
If I really had the power to send the weather somewhere, you better believe it had been out of the state of Pennsylvania completely. I didn't want it nowhere near.
I hear that. All right.
Yeah, but that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I'm like, wait a minute. It's getting cold. That went from...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said I went from wearing a tank top to putting on my robe, my... It's cold.
Wow.
Turn the heat on.
Now you, and the way you get hot and have those flashes, for you to even put a robe on it, yeah, you must have been cold.
I'm telling you, it was 19 degrees down here. I'm like, wait a minute.
Where'd that come from?
Something feels different. You, come on, it's on its way. It's on its way. Right ahead towards you. I looked up, it's snowing. I wouldn't have known it was snowing if Jordan hadn't mentioned it. He's talking about, well, I never would have believed it. It's the temperature change in the weather. I said, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He said, take a look. I looked outside and sure enough, it was coming down. I said, that's Paul. He sent that here.
You hear the things I get blamed for, man?
I hear it, Paul.
I mean, I might have some abilities, but my goodness.
I was getting ready to say, you know that kind of happens when you stand close to God, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you talk to him about a different kind of weather from here on? Thank you.
You know, I could always talk to him, but you know, the final decision is always his. So I can only do what I can do.
I know. It's understandable.
I heard we got a little treat in store tonight coming from you. I understand you're gonna be doing a piece from another artist. You know, I always like to hear someone else do someone else's piece, you know. So I'm looking forward to this one. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'll let you introduce all of that. But I'm kind of hype about that. So I'm going to shut my mouth and give the mic to you for you to do what you got to do.
All right. Thank you. Yes, this piece is by my diva, my co-host for the Love Zone, Ms. VIP. And this is called Soul Searching. I was running away from my feelings. I thought if I prayed hard enough, compartmentalized my triggers, I could be at rest. One night I was affected by something I saw, and I was transported back in time to someone, some things that led me to a path I couldn't walk away from. Until I discovered my self-worth was at stake. Some things that glitter aren't gold. I had other issues too. But I had to conquer one mountain at a time. I was going too fast. And if I didn't slow down, my life would end. Spirit led me away from a reprobate life. Now I immerse myself in things that feed me, trying to have mindfulness in everything I do. Soul searching is hard, but the benefit outweighs the bad. Closer walk with Jesus is the best I ever had. And that's that piece.
Hmm. Wow. Nice. Yeah, nice.
Very, very nice.
It was something in that piece that struck a chord with me from one of the messages I heard in my services today, where a pastor had talked about, wait a minute, let me find it real quick. I don't want to get it wrong. He talked about, okay, here it is. Your assignment came with coverage. And when she, in that piece, she talked about going towards her death with circumstances and things. But the Spirit led her away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me think about that sermon, that your assignment came with coverage. You know, your circumstances, yourself, the enemy can't take you out of here until your assignment is complete, because God's got you covered until your assignment is complete. So that's where that one line led me back to. So that's confirmation with me. And that thing touched me so deeply when the pastor said that today. I started writing a piece about that. Paul, your assignment came with coverage. So this is confirmation that I need to go ahead and get this piece written.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
So Adrian, think about that.
Yes.
You know, things come our way.
Right.
And we scratch our heads and worry about it. But at the end of the day, it cannot take you out of here until your assignment by God is complete.
That's right. You know what? Yeah,
well,
that's right. Because
I'm getting confirmation all around the board tonight. Whew.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? It goes back to this. Your blessing is for you. Regardless, nobody can take your blessing away from you. Okay, people can try and stall it, you know, and try and block it, but nobody can touch it. What's meant for you is for you, and it will be yours.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
I like that.
You know,
your assignment comes with coverage. I like that. That should be on a T-shirt, man. I'm trying to tell
you. Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Danielle?
Yes.
Don't laugh, but I already thought about that for my spring line of inspirational T-shirts. I already stole it.
Well,
put that in there.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
That's a powerful
definitely.
Thing.
It
really
is. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. Did you bring anything for yourself, or you were just blessing us with Adrian's piece?
I got something I wrote a while ago. I don't know, a couple months ago, I think I wrote this, or maybe a month or so ago. But yeah, I got something.
All right, what you got for me?
Well, this is called Watering Dead Plants.
Ooh, I heard this one. I love it.
Thank you.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Sometimes in life, it gets so hard to keep a smile. When the love you have inside radiates from you, but no one gives it back. One of the hard things in life is having words in your heart that you can't breathe life into. Nonetheless, life is still good. It's worth living and to be lived. The storms I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start. Love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of a light switch. Every time I took a loss, another piece of me died inside, and I'd gotten so used to not mattering, I was almost non-existent. Still try. Still putting my heart into it, but realizing I can shine bright. And love even deeper because I am free to be me. I am the author and architect of my life. And I do not run in the shadows, nor am I disposable. But I am very protective of my love. And for those of us who've been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know love can't be shut on and off frivolously. It doesn't work like that. We know that love is beautiful and wonderful and patient and kind between feeling and giving it and knowing and having it. See, I know love. It flows all through me. I have given so much of it and still with so much more of it to give. I just never felt it from any of them. But that doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. And there's plenty of times that I didn't want to be like this. Times that I hated not being able to close my heart off to love. But deep inside, spirit keeps me filled with love. So I can't just give up on it. Seeing how unique he made my heart. So I stopped watering dead plants. And I don't just give it away to just anyone anymore. And that's that piece.
Yes. You know, in the second hearing of that piece, Danielle, it kind of reminded me of the scripture that talks about casting your pearls before swine.
Mm-hmm.
And love is very precious. And you have to be mindful
yep.
of who you open your heart to.
Yep.
Now, I'm definitely not trying to contradict the Bible where it tells us that we are to love everyone. But there's a difference between loving everyone and being in love with someone.
That's right.
And what I appreciate about that piece is that you talked about still trying.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of all of that, you still tried. Because in your persevering is where you finally get your victory. If you come across things and you just give up, You're defeated.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. You persevered. And look at you now.
Okay.
Strong woman that has learned from her hardships.
Yep.
That's a very inspiring and empowering piece. I appreciate you for the for bringing that again tonight. Awesome.
Thank you.
What say you, my brother from another mother, Van Meadows?
I have to agree that piece was good. Phenomenal ink, water and dead plants. I love the line where you talk about you just don't have enough to give or to do that anymore. I love it. Dynamic ink.
Thank you. You know what they say.
What's that?
Stars shine bright at night. Through the darkness is where you find your light.
Okay. Now, Danielle, since you came here and stood instead for Adrian this evening, I know that she's going through a little something. So while we have you on the line, I would like to pray for her, what she's going through.
Yeah.
All right. So if you folks don't mind going to the throne with us. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, holding up one of your own, one of your children that love you very much. Adrian, Father God, you know what she's going through. We need not mention it because you know it all already. You know it before it happened. Father God, we just ask that you would meet her in her need, Father God, and give her what she needs to get through this, Father God, with a testimony on her lips, still praising you through it all, Father. We ask that you would bring her peace and comfort, Father God, that you would ease her pain, and that you would just have your way with her, Father. And we'll be sure to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your mighty name. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for just coming in for her. I know she's here in spirit, and I know she would like to be here, but due to circumstances, she couldn't. And we love her for that. We're going to send you over with Amelia and with the In and Out, Brother O. And we're going to bring on the next caller. But before you go, you didn't think you were going to get away that easy, did you? What you got going on in the epiphany world?
Okay, all right. It's alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips as my awesome co-host. And we send some prayers out to him, too, because he's going through a little something with his family. Monday night, alternating Monday night with, what's the name of the show? Do What You Like. And that is hosted by Poetic at Mr. Metaphoria. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. And Wednesday night, I am in the Love Zone with my sexy, sultry voice, Steva, who happens to be down right now. The topic is up in the air, but I do know that you guys are going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much.
And you talking about you was multitasking today. You multitask through the week, woman.
I try.
And I think you try quite well, if I have to say so.
Well, thank you.
You're blessed.
I am blessed.
So now, am I out of the hot seat for the weather?
No. Oh, you thought you were going to finesse me? You thought you was going to finesse me? Nah.
You want some more food?
They ain't food like that. Yup, all the time.
Can you be bought with food?
Wait a minute. Is that I don't know whether that is a threat or a genuine offer.
How about E, all of the above?
I'll consider it. I'll take it into consideration.
Okay. That's
Craig, you know what? Yeah. Okay. You off the hook. I'm placing an order in your inbox as we speak.
Oh, Lord, help me. Why did I open my mouth? Danielle, get over
it's
to the Praise Lounge. I'm kicking you off.
All right.
I love you, Queen.
Love you, too. God bless y'all. One love, one mic.
Oh, that's my buddy there. That's my buddy. I really have to praise her and thank her. I had an Afghan that my mother was working on at the time that she passed. And my mom is, like Danielle, she was a crochet and a knitting fanatic all day, every day. Well, after she retired anyway. That's what she did. And I had this unfinished Afghan. And Danielle graciously accepted it, finished that for me, knowing how valuable and how important and precious that is to me. So I really, really, really thank you and take my hat off to you for that. That truly shows the light and the God in. So I thank you for that. Now, with that being said, we're going to keep things moving right along to bring on another person that's near and dear to all of our hearts. We have none other than Mama Ola Daisy. And this is a busy woman right now. She just came from another platform where she was being honored. And here she is taking time out for us. Hey, Mama. How are you?
I'm good. On some potato chips. I haven't had time to eat anything, so I just threw some potato chips in my mouth.
I caught you with a mouthful.
Some potato chips, something I don't even supposed to be eating. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Hey. Get a van. She's eating stuff she ain't supposed to eat.
That's okay. I got to eat something. I didn't have time today because they started at 6 o'clock and they just got finished a while ago. And
wow.
It was amazing. Everybody had my face. He found all of my pictures from way back when I was 21, and everybody came in the room with a picture of my face on their face. It was so funny.
Wow. It was an honor.
Yes, it was creative. It was just great. So, but I still have to think about my child. She left here, you know, in 6 years ago. And I mean, I think it's 6 years. 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So, 6 years.
Yeah.
And so I have got this form called When Your Child Becomes Your Ancestor. But in the meantime, they had asked me to do a bio, and I couldn't think. I couldn't think. And then all of a sudden, it's like God just popped this bio up. So I sent it to you, Paul, because I do want you to have a copy of it.
Yes.
Then I can't find you because you keep changing your name, so you have to hit me back up so I can know who you are so I can send you a copy of that, because it's a real nice entertainment bio. And I don't know why Facebook popped it up right when I needed it, but I sent a copy to Paul. I'm sending a copy to YouTube fan. Because life is short, and you don't ever know. Yeah, when you get a chance to even remember who you were yourself. Because after I had COVID, I couldn't even remember. The short-term memory was kind of gone. So when I read my bio, I'm like, wow, that's me. I did that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What did y'all bring this year with us?
No, I said, what have y'all been doing? Man. Dan, I know the little girls are getting big. Your babies getting big now, aren't they?
Oh, my God. Yes, they are. Lord, have mercy. I'm just trying to figure out how to make them stop eating so much.
Man,
good luck.
Yeah, Well, just make sure they eat stuff that's healthy. That's all. You can't. If you give them a lot of stuff that's healthy, they can eat as much as they want, and it won't. I know what you kind of avoid because it happened to my grandbaby. You know, she just like went from 11 to 25. And it seems like
right. Don't blink your eye. They're grown.
No, I'm talking about. I don't know what they got in the food, but she loves McDonald's, but I'm trying to tell her dad, and they better watch the contents that she's putting in her body because she don't look 14.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the water these days.
Well, lead is in the water. Yeah. Same thing happened in Detroit. That ain't gonna make them. That'll make them sick, but it ain't gonna make them develop overnight. Like some of this stuff, we don't know what they put in the food, especially in fast grow chicken. You gotta be real careful. Try to get organic
Absolutely.
Chicken. Yeah. So the name of this piece is called
Absolutely.
"When Your Child Becomes Your Ancestor."
Mike George, Mom.
Okay. Out of my extremely painful soul. I have you on the altar. You sit where I should be sitting, between your two great-grandmothers, over top and near your grandfather. Through the tears of a tightly beating heart, I have asked that they guide you through this journey. My daughter has gone before me and left me to anguish. The children she bore for me to enjoy are now scattered, leaving me pitifully alone. My heart leaks like a sieve as evil tricks use opportunities to fatten selfish agendas. Today I have placed my only daughter with the ancestors upon the ancestral throne where she is now watching over us when I should be watching over her. This cruel twist of fate has rendered me vulnerable. While those who smile and laugh unnerve me, those who want to love her so much posthumously but have not asked after the ache in the womb that bore her. She is now in the realm of the ancestors. She sits in the seat of the mighty. She has never had a jealous bone in her human body. Kai is now a goddess sitting on high. She paid for the privilege. She's the new guardian of the universe, and you will now see through wise eyes and know the mischief of her unclean motives. See to it that no evil intentions harm us. The hardest thing I've ever done was to place her among the ancestors. I remember when she stopped a Mack truck and made the driver allow me to cross the street. She was only 3 or 4. And now she can guide me across bridges, roads, and highways. Now you can see her. She can see through angels' eyes. But she'll be guided by those I've placed near her. Protect us. For you now know the spheres of the 7 heavens as well as the wickedness of the earth. You're wise. And I place you between your two grandmothers, beside your aunts, and above your grandfather. Between iniquity and loyalty, you will no longer be underexposed or gullible. The hardest thing I ever had to do was done today. I placed you on the ancestral altar where I'm supposed to be. No more are you my earthly daughter for which I cry and sigh. No matter how I cry and sigh, today I realize that you have become my spirit guide. When your child becomes your ancestor, by Mama Oladeji.
Mama, I can't really say that I share or can understand what you go through. I appreciate the way that you put your child as your ancestor. I can't imagine having to do that. I have a close encounter that way when a child of mine was aborted, but to have a child that you nurtured, that you loved, that you touched, that you held, leave before you. But as you said in that piece, she's now your guardian angel. So you haven't lost a child. She's still with you. She He's still able to love you, to guide you, as you said, to protect you, as you said. So hold on to that. When the depression comes and the sense of loss comes, remember, you haven't lost anything. If anything, you've gained. And know that you will see her again. That's one of the blessings of God when you know him, as your Savior.
Yes.
So, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes, it's different. It's different when, you know what, I just say, we all cry for our mothers, but we would never want our mothers to still be here to watch us die, because that is the most painful.
Right.
Like, we cry for our mothers. We like, Mom, I miss you, but you don't know how blessed you are for her to be leaving before she has to see one of her children leave. It's just no, I can't explain it, you know. And she was just so healthy and just so vibrant. Like I said, when Kai was born, she didn't even came out. She was pain. I was pain free. She just slid out like somebody had put Vaseline on her. She just slid out like no pain. Here I am, Mommy. Her eyes were open, and then by the time she was like 3 or 4, I can't remember. She might have been younger. She snatched away from my hand, and she jumped in front of the snack truck. And she put her little hand up and said, come on across the street, Mother. And the reason she did that is because a week before that, we were on our way to Sunday school, a white man in a truck deliberately splashed water on us and messed all our Sunday clothes up and got mud all in our hair. And we had to go back to the house and change clothes. And it takes forever to get mud out of your hair, especially when you got thick hair. And clothes are all messed up. And so I guess you say, saw a truck the next Sunday. She ran out in front of the truck and put her little hand up and said, come on across, Mother. And the truck driver just put on the brakes so fast, put his head down on the steering wheel, and he just couldn't believe, you know, because he might have known. The only reason he saw her, because he saw her when she left the curb, when she jerked away from me. You know, and I remember another funny story about Kai is when I was in the bathroom, I named my book. My book was called Beauty Marks. And I was in the bathroom, and she was pointing out all the moles and freckles on my body. So the first couple of moles, she asked me, what is that? I said, that's a beauty mark. And that's the name of my book. And then she said, well, what is that, Mommy? And I said, that's another beauty mark. So by the time it got to about 10 or 20 beauty marks, she said, Mommy, that's too much beauty
mark. Oh, that's precious.
I know. But that's the name of my book.
You see, things like that, Mama, are what keep those that have gone on before us alive and here with
us.
Yes. Those memories, those joys that we've had to share with them. I have recently had quite a few poems at funerals, and it one that someone that was really near and dear to me. I had to write a piece for her, and I called it Seasons, because instead of focusing on the grief and the loss, think of the beauty that you shared for that season that God gave them with us.
Right, right.
And hold
and the
on.
Things that, the things that you remember that they did, that was just like, just so nobody else could, you know, like, who would think that a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old would be aware of too much of anything is not good? You know what I'm saying? That ain't no doggone beauty mark.
I got a mental image of this little itty bitty girl out there with this great big old tractor trailer, bringing it to a home. That's a precious memory that I have. Now I can imagine what it felt like to you, amongst the fear of her running out in front of that truck.
Right. And then I told my aunt about it, and my aunt was an astrologer, and she was a big, big, well-known astrologer. She was the astrologer for the Waltons of Walmart, so she was plenty rich. But I went to my aunt thinking she was going to give me some answers of why my little girl was so crazy to do stuff like that. And she just looked at me and said, he stopped, didn't he?
Okay. What more need be said?
I'm like, well, that's not the answer I was looking for. So, yes,
absolutely.
I miss you all. Yep, I miss you all. And so that's my contribution for this evening.
Thank you.
And we thank you for that.
I was talking on mute.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Again.
What were you saying on mute, my darling?
I was just saying that how I honored your story about Kai. And such a beautiful spirit.
He was. You know, like, I don't even know all of her friends, but they keep popping up and popping up. And I'm like, wow, my daughter really made an impact while she was here. She did what she had to do, and she left. You know?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she made a good impact on people, and I haven't heard anybody have a bad word to say about her, so I'm very proud of her. Like I said, by the time she was 17 or 18, she came home from college with a degree, with a diploma and the baby on her back. She was always accomplishing her missions. She accomplished all her missions. She would do what mom wanted her to do, but she did what she wanted to do all at the same time.
Okay.
And get it done. Yeah, right. She would get it done. All right, I love you all.
Multitasking at its
best. Thank you for letting me remember my baby. And, Dad, hit me up on Facebook because I got some stuff I want to send to the girls. And I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
We love you, Mama O. One love, one mic. God bless you.
Okay. Bye. Oh. Oh, yeah. I just want to say one last thing that I just want to remind everybody that your ears are the closest thing to your mouth. So listen to what you say.
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Very good advice. Thank you for that.
All right. You're welcome.
God bless you, Mama.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Y'all heard that. Your ears are the closest thing to your mouth. Listen to what you say. Sound like my mama now. I guess that's mama speak, huh? She always tell me, think before you speak, because once you put it out there, you cannot pull it back. No. This has been a fabulous platform this evening. At least for me, I don't know what nobody else got out of it, but I sure did. I got some confirmation in several ways about some things. I appreciate all of those that are listening who have not raised their hands. It's not a requirement. We appreciate the fact that you're here listening to us, and we know that just by being here, God's going to touch you through something that we're sharing on here tonight. But Van, before we even begin to wind things down here, how about you give these folks that wonderful Epiphany lineup? You know, that lineup that is all due to one individual, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, our CEO, and also the originator of Raw Links. What else does he have to offer besides the Inspiration Factory?
Tomorrow night, Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night would be the Get Down, but we have to cancel this week because I have to go home for family matter. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then next Sunday, it will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you so much for that, Van. I want to put a little plug in advance to put a little bug in your ear. The last Sunday of every month on the Inspiration Factory is Youth Sunday. next month, we have a young man who I found on Facebook who has such a zeal for God. Those of you who have children or who have young folk in your lives, at 8 o'clock instead of the 9 o'clock hour, to bring them on. He has the word that they need to hear. We need to start paying into or depositing into our future, into our kids. And I think this young man, Lamar Spelling, is the beginning of that. I don't know the exact date, but it's the last Sunday of next month. Get some of those kids in your lives and bring them through. There's a word that they need to hear in that. And with that being said, we are coming to the end of our platform for tonight. Do you have any final words, Van, before I pray out?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the Inspiration Factory week after week. Poetry, praise, good time, prayer. We have church, and we talk about God.
Yeah.
There is a God that we talk about. If it is your desire to know more of him, Jesus the Christ, please connect with Paul Sampson or myself, and we will show you through his word and our experiences and help you walk the life that Christ has chosen for you, should you so desire to accept. Paul, back to you.
Yes, thank you. In closing, I want to say how much I appreciate the participation and the support of all of you. We couldn't do it without you. You guys are very special to us. And I look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, God willing. And with that, let's go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your visitation here this evening, Lord. We thank you for the ability to come together in your name, Father God, to uphold one another and to praise your name. Father God, as we leave the airways and we leave one another tonight, but never from your presence, we ask that you would continue to walk with us through this upcoming week, Father God, that you would give us your grace, your mercy, and your blessing as we go through our day-by-day trials. Father God, we ask that you would touch the body and hearts and souls of Adrian, of Stan the Man, Father God, and all of the Epiphany family and all of our listeners, Father, that you would meet us where we need to be met. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, Father, all the glory and all the honor that's due you, Father God. We thank you for just being the merciful and loving God that you are. We pray this in the precious and mighty matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
And the rain,
when you rain,
come through.
Praise will bind and confuse.
Praise will bind, confuse and break the enemy and cause his hands to be still.
So we should raise our hands and shout a victory. We know we try.
Together and here tonight if you want to.